and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today in the news, the Environment Secretary for the UK Government, Caroline Spelman, has promised Scottish farmers that their needs will be taken into account during talks about reform of the Common Agricultural Policy. Now, Mrs. Spelman has been a critic of direct subsidies in the past, but the promise to take Scotland's needs into account was echoed by Scottish Secretary Michael Moore, who said, and I quote, "This government has made it crystal clear that we will maintain direct payments to farmers in Scotland, and in particular, support for less favoured areas." Also in the news is the Scottish Beef Calf Scheme, which sees a reduction in payments next week due to overclaims and poorer exchange rates between euros and sterling. Payments will now be £89.77 for the first 10 calves and £44.88 for others. Turning to that thorny question of electronic identification of sheep, and EU inspectors have met with sheep industry leaders to hear continuing concerns about the EID scheme. At the Edinburgh meeting, the inspectors were in, quote, listening mode, and for the next 2 weeks we'll be visiting farms, abattoirs and auction marts to see how the system is working in practice. Welfare, traceability and cost are the three areas the EU inspectors are concentrating on, said a spokesman for the team. Now, earlier on in the week, we mentioned Open Farm Sunday, and here's Anna Davis, one of the organisers of the event, to tell us what it's all about.
What Open Farm Sunday is. It's a day, one day in the year, where farmers are encouraged to open their farms up as host farms and to invite members of the public in. And essentially, it's so that we can get members of the public onto farms to learn more about what happens on farms and where and how their food is produced.
Do we need more farmers to get involved?
We do indeed, and in fact that's one of the things I want to appeal for, is more farmers around Scotland, particularly in the north, to get involved and to open their farms up. It's not onerous, it's not expensive. LEAF and Open Farm Sunday will provide all of the tools that you need, but more importantly than anything, it's a massively rewarding day.
And next week we'll have more details of how and when you can get involved, and keep next Friday free for an information and training session if you want to be part of the action. But that's all for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday, 6:14, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.